The hoist acknowledges and pays respect to the people of the Woiwurrung and Boonwurrung language groups of the Eastern Kulin Nations, on whose unceded lands this show is recorded and produced. The hoist respectfully acknowledges their ancestors and elders, past, present, and emerging. The hoist also acknowledges the traditional custodians and the ancestors of the lands and waters across Australia where our content reaches. Sovereignty was never ceded. This land always was, always will be, Aboriginal land.
Hi everyone, I'm Georgina and you're listening to The Hoist Hot Hits here on Sin. I recently caught up with Jean and Winnie from Melbourne-based 60s-style psych pop group Sunfruits. We had a chat about their most recent single release called Mushroom Kingdom and about making music in isolation. You can hear it now right here on The Hoist Hot Hits. You're listening to Sin. Thank you guys so much for coming on the show today. I am joined with two members of Sunfruits here, Jean, Winnie. Thank you so, so much for joining me on The Hoist today.
Thanks for having us.
I know you guys have just released a new single. I want to get straight into it because really that's why you're here. I want to talk about it. I love the new single. Music you produce is so funky. It's psychedelic. It's just the type of music that I just really want to get into and just dance and kind of just lose myself in, I suppose. The new single, Mushroom Kingdom, was released on August the 12th, and it's the first track that you guys have released since your debut EP back in February called Certified Organic. So I'll just start by asking, what was the inspiration behind Mushroom Kingdom?
Do you want me to take this, Gene?
Yeah, this is all you.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess it's about like losing yourself in within nature and like kind of accepting all of its like beauty and destruction and just kind of being open to that. Like the song wise, yeah.
That's good because I think obviously at the moment in like, I don't want to harp on about like the times that we're in and the unprecedented times that we're in because it's just, I think at the moment so overplayed. Like I know, we all know what's happening.
Yeah.
And I did read that obviously kind of, it is about kind of also going and getting like deeper connections in the natural world and that sort of thing. I read about how it was a reminder to dip into the sunshine every once in a while, which kind of like struck a chord with me because at the moment, yeah. I mean, here in Melbourne, you can go out for your hour of exercise of fresh air, which can be hard, obviously, when you're wearing a mask, which is obviously very important, but it is difficult. But how important do you guys feel to have like the music as a release and kind of a reminder to kind of look after yourself, take it easy and that sort of thing?
Yeah, totally. I'm just in my room like 90% of the day. So, you know, if I can do that, get that sunshine or record that sunshine, you know, it helps the old mentals a lot.
Definitely does. I think it is important when you are.
Yeah, it's super
stuck.
Important.
Yeah.
And I did see that you were lucky enough before pandemic restrictions were put into place to do a few East Coast shows off the back of the debut EP. And connecting with the audience is obviously so important. And looking back on it, like I kind of feel like, wow, you guys are so lucky to be able to get in those shows and like get the music out there to live audiences. But how much more do you think you'll appreciate performing live once you can again?
So much. It's actually... We were talking about this last night.
Same.
It was crazy.
I feel like we're all just going to cry as soon as we come back. Like the first big show, we'll all just be like, ah. Like just, I don't know. It'll be a biblical event, I think. When live
there's
music
like
returns.
Instagram archive stories you can go and watch. And every now and then I have to just kind of like remember what it used to be like. It's very sad. It's a sad, you shouldn't do it, but it's kind of good.
I suppose that kind of makes it worse, doesn't it? Like looking back on it and remembering what we can't have.
Yep, exactly. It's terrible, but it's good. I need it.
I suppose it'll be good not only for you guys while being able to perform live, but for the audience there. I mean, we're all going to be hungry to go out there and have a dance and be able to dance along and sing and I suppose be outside with other people. That's also a good draw card for that as well. But
yeah.
I'm looking forward to when artists can announce again, look, we're touring or we're doing at least one show. And I'm sure that they'll all kind of sell out really, really quickly.
Yeah,
obviously,
definitely.
It's obviously been a very interesting time, as you said, like being in your room. I've been the same, but I did want to ask, I have been asking around for other people, is there anything you've kind of learned about yourself or any skills or new talents that you've kind of learned while you've had the extra time?
I think I've learned that I'm pretty good at kind of just sitting in my room. I'm kind of surprised at myself how good I can kind of just be like, all right, today I'm legit gonna do nothing. And then maybe, you know, later on in the day I'll maybe do something. But I thought I would be like really going way more insane, especially, although in saying that this second one's not been as good, to be honest. But yeah. but no new skills, sadly. I don't think I have that kind of, I think I'm too lazy for the new skills. I'm more content with just hibernation, I think.
I definitely get
it. You've been recording.
Oh yeah, I mean, I've been recording, but I
swear you.
But I feel like I've just, I kind of, I would have done that anyway, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe, I don't know.
You've just casually been recording.
You've been.
Yeah, true. Okay. Well, a little bit.
Well, at least you've been putting your time into something, you know, worthwhile. To just say you've just been casually been recording. I haven't. I go through phases of definitely sitting there going, oh, today I'll do nothing. And then the next week I'm like, I have to do something because it's driving me crazy doing nothing at all.
But yeah. I mean, I guess the good thing is like, I think remembering that, you know, this is a pandemic. So like, if you don't do anything, it's so fine. Like you don't have to be a scientist by the end of this sort of thing, a rocket scientist.
As long as you're safe and healthy at home or wherever.
Yeah, that's fine.
You're doing all right. We will talk about that. You can, obviously Mushroom Kingdom has been released on the 12th of August, but you can pre-order the single now as a digital album and on 7-inch vinyl over on your Bandcamp, which is sunfruits.bandcamp.com. And definitely would encourage to pre-order it because it's great. Like you want it. It's the type of song that I definitely can see that you want on vinyl and to play in your room. Like I can't even imagine. But what else can we expect from you guys from 2020? Obviously there's been a bit of a spanner in the works this year, but what's coming next? Like you're recording in your bedroom. What can you give us?
We've got another song coming out next month, which is the B-side to the 7-inch called Bonsai. And there should be a video coming out for that as well. And then a collaboration, which we're really excited about, but we can't talk about it yet, but it's all hush hush. But I guess you can kind of piece it together. I think those two songs we're really excited about, and this whole 7-inch will be really exciting. Well, yeah, apart from that, nothing much really. Hopefully we can get back to playing outside.
Yeah.
Definitely. I agree with that. Hopefully sooner rather than later, we can get back to going outside and to shows and anything that involves some sort of connection, especially in terms of music. Thank you guys so much for joining me today on The Hoist and talking all things Mushroom Kingdom. It's been so great having you.
Thanks for having us.